104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:06, up to 22. The snow comes at about 4 o'clock this afternoon because we are in for, once again,
Storm of the Century of the Week.
So make sure you got your bottled water and dried canned goods and all that stuff ready in your bunker because we're getting 5 inches of snow.
Crap, I better go get some.
Yeah. Anyway, big bomb you had dropped on you on Facebook. We've gotten a few that we don't really want to even say on the air because they were horrible.
Awful.
And not like obscene, just way too big of a bummer. Mm-hmm. But I got an email from Rob a little while ago, and I wanted to get his reply back before I mentioned it. He said, I proposed to my current wife on Facebook, and it was beautiful. But there's a long story behind that. And I said, the way it went down, I assume she was okay with that. And he said she was totally okay with it. That's how we found each other, again, after several years apart.
Oh.
So it made sense. I mean, there is a way where I think it's okay to do a proposal on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For most people, no, that's not the way you do it.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so what news, big, huge news got dropped on you on Facebook that you were not expecting? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Kayla's on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
I'm doing well.
So, big bomb dropped on you on Facebook.
So, it was through a mutual friend at the time had seen that my husband's affair stated their anniversary was in October when he told me he hadn't done anything until after he moved out of our house in February.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think that trumps everybody else.
That's a kick in the stomach.
Wow.
Well, at least in terms of the relationship ones we've heard, yes. In terms of the most horrible things that we've gotten, no.
Oh, no. I was told by the sister-in-law to be or whatever that she was pregnant, but that's one thing he failed to tell me. I had to find out by telephone call with that one, but no. I kind of...
Wow.
The picture and the anniversary date was a little inappropriate, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah, wow. That's kind of bad. Thanks for the call, Kayla.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joe is on the phone. How are you, Joe?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So, big bomb you had dropped on you on Facebook.
Well, I was actually the dropper.
Oh.
I didn't tell anybody that I was pregnant, and so I had him, and I posted a picture on Facebook.
Really?
Yes.
Were you just doing it to screw with people?
No, I don't like a lot of questions. You know, everybody's always asking, oh, let's find out what it was. Did you find out when your due date is? What are you going to name him? So I just figured I'd do it all at once and say, welcome, Marcus.
Yeah, that's an idea I think my wife could go for.
Yeah.
But it'd be kind of hard for her to go to work and not get questions
exactly
eventually, you know.
Eventually, you show
that I was pregnant.
So, the only people that knew were your coworkers
and my close family.
Oh, okay. So, it wasn't like nobody knew.
Well, you know, you kind of get fat if somebody.
Well, yeah, you're gonna
eventually somebody's got to notice.
Eventually, you can't really hide it anymore. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye bye. That would be good to get away from all the questions and all that garbage.
Yeah. Or people touching your stomach.
Yeah. Just leave me alone, I'm pregnant. I got a text message that starts off with the following phrase: Andy, shame on you.
Uh-oh, what did you do?
SDSU's colors are yellow and blue, not blue and gold.
Oh yeah, it's yellow and blue.
As an alumnus, you should know this. Okay.
My bad, I didn't even notice this, that you said it to
gold,
correct you.
Yellow.
But it's different.
Potato, potato.
No. Yellow and gold are completely different.
Tomato, tomato.
Oh my gosh. It's different.
I can never remember which ones are gold and which ones are yellow.
It's blue and yellow. You should know
that.
Yeah,
but they all look yellow. I'm a guy. I don't know what the hell the difference is when they're on a football uniform.
You can't tell the difference.
You know, the Packers allegedly are green and gold.
Yeah.
Their helmet looks awful yellow to me.
I thought they were yellow.
Yeah. Purple or green and gold.
Mm.
And the Vikings are purple and gold. I only knew that because of the horrible Prince song.
That song is so bad.
Yeah. But sorry, SDSU. Blue and yellow. My
blue
bad.
Blue and yellow.
Yeah. And be careful of the snow of that color as well. Morning,
sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, Mumford and Sons. That is, I will wait. Morning. It's going to be a little snowy tonight. Tomorrow morning, racetrack, careful.
Yeah.
Just going to say that right now, because after all, it is...
Storm of the century of the week!
Q is bearing down on us. They got thunder snow in Kansas.
Thunder snow.
They got Weather Channel's got Jim Cantore in Lincoln, Nebraska. He thinks the college there is the University of Lincoln.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he
said that earlier.
Oh, idiot.
Yeah. And he's in southeast Nebraska. He also said that. Isn't Lincoln and Omaha, they're kind of like in east Nebraska, like east central Nebraska?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Anyway, so...
are you
Alex,
okay?
Yeah. Alex is on the phone. How are you, Alex?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Say, Andy, how does it feel knowing that you got the SDSU's colors wrong on their 132nd birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
On
okay,
their birthday
every
too.
Jack in the oh, planet my. Is going to nail me for this.
Dude, you better say a big old apology right now to SDSU.
Well, I sort of kind of did. But
no, you really didn't.
Here's the deal.
You
okay,
didn't, really.
First off, I was enrolled in school there. I did not go to class much. I did not graduate. I am a SDSU fan, you know, when it comes down to, you know, state or the U, I'm definitely a state guy without question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But.
You better say you're sorry.
I'm a dude.
You better say you're sorry.
Okay.
Just do a public
like you know,
announcement that you are
knew,
sorry for screwing it up on their birthday.
For all I knew, the color was royal blue or sky blue or something dumb like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I just said blue and gold, whatever.
You know, you think I have excuses for everything.
So some guys, you know, it's like some of them important dates that you forget, right, Andy?
Yeah.
Just say you're sorry.
I did.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a backhanded apology. Like
now, thank you, Alex, for starting the pile on because I know it's coming now.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The original texter... who said, shame on you.
Yeah.
Sent me some info. I actually found the SDSU fight song, which is not blue and gold. The alumni song is sounds like something from a funeral called Yellow and Blue. That's called Ring the Bells, though, this.
I feel like I should be in my cheerleading outfit.
Yeah. No, I was enrolled at SDSU for 2.5 years. My major was...
drinking?
Drinking and failing with women.
And napping.
No, I didn't take many naps. I also got good at video games there, too.
I bet. Yeah. I bet.
What's up, Matthews Hall, second floor?
Is that what your master's was?
I don't have a master's.
Yeah, master's in video game playing.
Stop it. But I did say tomato, tomato, yellow, gold. I didn't remember. I'm sorry.
It's not a tomato, tomato type
I'm genuinely
thing.
Sorry.
Okay. Wow.
That I'm getting all these phone calls and emails. And
oh
texts.
My God. I was so proud of you for a second. I was even going to say that just happened. And then you did that. Just say you're sorry.
It wasn't a comma. It was a period.
Just say you're sorry.
I did.
No.
I just did.
No, you said you're sorry for getting the comments, phone calls, and emails
no.
and stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was yellow. I didn't know it was gold either. I just threw out a color off the top of my head.
Just say, I'm sorry I screwed up the color. That's all I got to say.
Gold is a prettier sounding word
just
than
say,
yellow.
Just say, I'm sorry.
I did.
No, you just keep making excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm giving reasons like you do.
You are so pulling a Mel right now.
I am. Now you know what it's like.
I taught you yell or well, young sensei.
Yeah. No. No. Oh, now I'm getting Packer fans.
Uh-oh.
Packers are officially dark green and gold.
Oh.
My bad.
Okay.
I'm a dude. I don't see mauve. I see purple.
Mauve is not purple.
Well, what the hell ever it is.
It's like a pink color.
Okay, I don't see plum. I see purple, light purple.
Oh, boy.
We had a story about this, how men see colors.
Plum is dark purple.
Whatever.
Not light purple. That's lilac.
I'm getting a headache.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:41, up to 22 today. The snow is on its way after about 4 o'clock. And since I'm so stupid on colors, I know all of the school colors for...
You do?
For all of the universities in South Dakota.
Okay.
I know I do.
You do.
The only problem is whether or not they're actually correct because someone gave them a dumb name.
Hmm.
So
no, they're real names.
Name the school colors.
All right, Andy. For 25 points. Actually, we're not doing points. But anyway, USD's colors are...
Red and white.
No.
What are they?
Vermilion and
oh,
white.
Oh, good hell.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're vermilion. Why wouldn't they be vermilion?
Vermilion is a red color.
I know it is. I had Crayola 64 count when I was a kid.
Congratulations.
It's red.
It is vermilion.
Red.
And white. Augustana. Augie.
Oh. That's tough because I don't know if it's the white or the... white's got to be just a tertiary color. I'm going to go with blue and gold.
Well, you were close. Navy blue and gold.
Of course, they were navy blue and gold. Yeah. I almost said yellow.
Yeah, you did?
Almost.
USF.
Yeah.
My favorite color. My wedding colors.
Purple and white?
Close, and black.
Oh, well, I got two of the three, right?
Still wrong.
Did it say purple, white, and black?
It did say purple, black, and white. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dakota State University. This one's easy.
Blue and yellow.
Yes!
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. Good job.
All right.
Which is obviously the same as SDSU.
Uh-huh.
Dakota Wesleyan.
I'm going to go with, I know blue is one of them. Blue and white?
That is correct.
Yay!
Congratulations. All right. And the last one. Yeah, you have two right out of five so far. The last one is Black Hill State.
Blue and gold. Not blue and gold. Sorry. Green and gold.
That is correct.
Yes.
50%. You got right. Congratulations.
I should have known better on the Augie one. I should have known that was navy blue.
You should have known that.
But USD is red and white.
Did you notice that there's a lot of blues in the state for colors?
Yeah. It's the most common color for uniforms, I would imagine.
And whites. A lot of whites and blues.
We had actually in Beresford, I have no idea what the story was, but back in the early 80s, they got new uniforms for all the sports.
Right.
Football, basketball, the whole nine. And for some reason, even though the school colors were purple and white,
mm-hmm.
we had navy blue and red stuff.
Whoa.
Like navy blue and white with like red accents. I have no idea what the story was behind it. What happened?
Somebody screwed up the color.
If they screwed up
they
the
ordered.
Order. Or if it was like some type of, you know.
Prototype?
Or if, like, purple was a word in the color and it actually just looked navy blue. I don't know. But I have an old Beresford football jersey that was had red and navy in it.
Weird.
Fortunately.
I mean, I've always known Beresford being purple.
Yeah, and fortunately, like, by the time I got into high school, they got them back to actual purple and
yeah,
white.
I was always jealous because my favorite color is purple, and you guys had purple for the cheerleading mm-hmm. uniforms, so I was always jealous.
I remember one of the dumb rumors that went around was like, oh, there was just not enough purple material that year when they ordered. I was like, really? Okay, not buying that one.
That was some stupid kid making that
up. Yeah, I have no idea. What was the other one? I can't remember what the other... There was another story of allegedly why it was, but I have no idea.
Weird.
Anyway, it was just stupid, though. I mean, your colors are purple and white. We're out there wearing navy and white. Okay.
Weird.
That makes a lot of sense.
Somebody screwed up.
Somebody with too much education and not enough common sense made
mm-hmm.
a decision there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's what happened.
Or I think what's more likely, though, is the color had the word purple in it in the catalog.
Maybe.
I think that's the more likely scenario. And it was some stupid color invented yeah, by a woman who was had this palette of colors out in the.
But you don't normally pair.
This is military purple.
A red highlight, though, carry a red highlight with a purple. That doesn't happen unless it's the Red Hat Society.
I don't know what happened.
Then they were purple and red.
It's red. It's not vermilion. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. I'm pretty sure vermilion USD wears red and white.
Vermilion is only for USD.
I'm pretty sure it's red and white.
It's vermilion.
No, it's red and white in vermilion.
No, the color is vermilion red.
Pretty sure it's red.
It's vermilion.
Red.
Vermilion.
All right. I need Tylenol.
Go USD.
Yeah. Oh, music coming up here very shortly. We will get to the script. Also, One Direction. Hang on. 104.7, Andy and Mel, 854, 22, and the snow. Oh, it is on its way. Look out. Get your bottled water, get your canned goods, get your bug out bag, and run for the Black Hills.
I am.
Because it's not going to snow
out
there.
Not a bug out bag, though. My suitcase.
Yeah, for you, that would be a bug out bag. Well, what does Mel need to survive? 17 outfits for 4 days, 47 pairs of shoes.
Not 47.
An entire suitcase full of makeup and glitter.
Glitter? I wish I had a suitcase full of glitter.
We have glitter all over our couch right now.
Why?
Jackie got a pair of Hello Kitty shoes that have glitter all over
them.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, thanks for that, Gwen Stefani. Anyway, so I got a text that said, red and white. It's USD. Who cares?
Oh, apparently they're not a fan of USD. It's vermilion.
It was the same person who called me out on the yellow.
Oh, then that
and
means
blue.
Yeah, they're SDSU.
SDSU, yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
I got another email that said I'm with Andy on the yellow or gold thing because some cool schools call their color gold, but when it's really yellow and it's not really so much gold, but whatever. Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
I'm saying the fact that gold and yellow do look different. There is a big difference in
when
the colors.
When they are the actual true gold color.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree. There's kind of a brownish tint to them. But I've never noticed any brownish tint in the gold that Black Hills State wears. It's yellow.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying. I wore a green and allegedly gold jersey. I'm pretty sure it was yellow.
All right.
Just saying.
All right.
So, now that that's over. If you became a millionaire, would you still use coupons?
Depends what the coupons were for.
Well, a new survey asked women if they would still use coupons to hunt for deals if they were millionaires tomorrow. 90% said absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if it's for like that purse I really wanted and I got a coupon for it.
Plenty of time you can get something cheaper. I don't think.
And you're a millionaire longer if you don't spend as much money.
Well, yeah. And usually people who are millionaires are smart with their money.
Yeah, generally.
But I don't think you're going to see extreme couponing in millionaires.
No, 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 no.
They're having too much fun with their money to be messing around with coupons all day.
I think, though, if I got like an email with a cool coupon that I'd probably use it.
68% of women say they shop for deals because they want to, not because they have to. And 88% say it's definitely worth bragging about when they buy something that's at a great deal.
I do that. Like, if I get a really good deal on something, I will definitely say so.
And just to prove how much women value savings, the survey also found that 50% of women would give up sex for 6 months for $2,500.
That's it. What?
That means sex is worth about $416 a month to them, or about $104 a week.
What?
Yeah. But $2,500?
For giving it up for 6 months?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, $2,500, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You could buy half of a new furnace with that.
I guess if they were married, it'd be easy.
Of course it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
You know it's true.
I have no comment. Whatsoever.
It's just better for me to say it.
One Direction, fun. On the way next.
Hot 104.7.com.